George Herbert was the 17th century English metaphysical poet who wrote a somewhat famous poem entitled Love. It shares an exchange and a dialogue between a lover and a beloved. It shares the love that came down and sought out the one who thought that they were unworthy of love. Gives voice to a love that is divine, the love of God that comes down to us. George Herbert wrote, "Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. But quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he, you shall be here with me. I, the unkind, ungrateful, ah, my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? Truth, Lord, but I have marred them. Let my shame go where it doth deserve. And know you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat." I want to thank Alyssa for putting together that wonderful piece of special music. She has been a delight and a privilege to work with over the last year or so. I'm very grateful for her. She has been absolutely wonderful and great. And Liz as well, who has accommodated all of our last-minute additions and ideas that we throw at her. She has been just tremendous as well. And I want to thank my wife, Holly, who is also great. I want it to be on the record that I have said that my wife is great, but not in a way that you might be thinking. My wife is great because she gave me a gift. Over 21 years ago, we celebrated our 21st anniversary on December 19th, just a week ago or so. And it was a little bit longer than that, perhaps 23 years ago, that she gave me a gift. She gave me insight into divine love. You see, divine love is great love. A number of years ago, when I was at Geneva College, I had gone, transferred in as a sophomore and spent the sophomore year opining and wondering if I would ever find somebody. I had a strong sense in my heart that God had called me to marriage. I wasn't quite sure how to work through those feelings in high school. Had some bad experiences actually in high school and when I was at community college at Butler County Community College my first year. Didn't have a lot of success with the ladies, so to speak, in my sophomore year. And I had this strong and overwhelming sense and desire that God had made me for someone, but I didn't know how in the world that was going to get worked out. And so I remember spending a moonlit night out by myself for a walk. And there was this place where a lot of us would go at Geneva where you could see Old Main, which was the original building with the clock tower. And I remember you could see Old Main through the trees because at that night there was a full moon. And there was a little stone wall that I was able to sit at. And I just poured my heart out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I believe that you've made me for someone, to be with someone in marriage. You've given me that strong desire, but I have no idea how to go about this. I don't know what to do. I can't make good decisions. All I can see are the external things, but Lord, you see the heart. The scriptures have taught me that you see the heart. And so if you would, Lord, I prayed, would you identify that person and bring them to me? Would love come down? And it was just a few weeks, literally, after that prayer that I was serving in an on-campus ministry at Geneva called Upper Room. I helped to provide worship leadership for that Thursday evening gathering. Holly Burns was new to the campus, and she had seen me providing some leadership. And afterward, after the service was over, I was winding together some cables, some speaker cables, just putting things away, looking grumpy as I did at that time. And my wife, or Holly Burns, the girl I didn't know at the time, came to me and said, "Hi, I'm Holly Burns. We should hang out and get to know each other." And my jaw just hit the floor. And I was nonplussed, Carl, gobsmacked. I didn't know what to say. And I went back to my college dorm, and I told this story to my college roommates. And I said, "I don't know what to do." And they said, "Call her, you idiot." And so I called Holly Burns, and we went for a walk. And one walk led to another, and those walks led to a life together that I've enjoyed for over 21 years. But Holly revealed something to me. She revealed divine love, because love that is divine comes to us. It seeks us out. And that really is the big idea of the text for this morning, the thing that the Apostle John is trying to communicate to us. That God is love, and God showed his love to us in a particular way. God showed his powerful and divine love in this way, that he came down to us, that he sent his Son to show us his great love for us. Throughout the Advent season, we've been considering Advent emotions. We were thinking of and looking at our Advent longing. We considered Advent wonder, Advent sorrow, and Advent joy. And today, we enter into the love of Christmas. Remember, emotions are indicators. They're not dictators. And we feel love for God. We are able to respond to God in love because out of his divine and great love, he first came to us. While we were yet sinners, he showed his love to us and gave us the opportunity to respond. And we feel it. We feel that sense of appreciation. We feel that sense of high regard and affection. We can say with all of our hearts that God is number one and occupies the highest and the greatest place in our hearts because he came to us. Love came down at Christmas. Our feelings of love for God, our feeling of love for others is informed. It is indicated by God's great love for us, which is described in three ways. If we look closely at the text, three things that we can discern. The first is this, that divine love must come from a place of greatness. Love is from God, and God is great. And God has ordered the world in that way. It is the great privilege of every parent to be that place of greatness for their children, to have their love come down upon their children. It is the privilege of every spouse to stand in a place of greatness and to allow their love to go out and to go forward to their spouse. It is the privilege of every Christian to stand in a place of greatness and to allow their love to come down upon their neighbors. Divine love is great love, and it must come from a place of greatness, and God is great. And God's love is great, not only because of who he is and what he has done, but his love has power. God's love, the Apostle John says, through Jesus Christ, is a propitiation. Now, that's a wonderfully rich and dense theological word that communicates two things. The first is this, that God's love takes something away that shouldn't be there. It expiates, it takes away our sin in order that the relationship that God desires with him can be understood and realized. Love came down to cleanse us of our sin, to remove the impediments in order that we might have our love returned to him. Not only is God's love great because it removes the impediments, but it gives the capacity, secondly, to have restored relationship. God's love came down at Christmas in order that our sin might be taken and so that our relationship with him might be restored and fully realized. And so love says, come. As George Herbert said, come, sit down, says love. Sit at my table. Taste and eat. And so I did come, and I did eat. Love came down at Christmas. Love came down as a babe, born of a woman. Love came down and served us selflessly. Love came down and gave his life on a cross in order that our sin might be removed. Love came down and declared itself great when it walked out of the tomb victorious. And love comes to each one of us today. Love is here. It has entered into the room and it is inviting you to come. Will you enter into his love today? Will you come to the table to eat what he has prepared out of love for you, to receive the bread, to receive the cup, to confess in your heart, Father, I have sinned against you and against my neighbor. Forgive me. Allow me to receive your love today, so that I might be full, so that I might know divine love. Come to me today. And so, friends, I would remind you that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread in love and he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat of it. And in like manner, he also took the cup, pouring it out, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant established in my blood in love for you. Take and drink of it. And as often as we eat this bread, as often as we drink this cup, we have the opportunity to declare that love has come down for me. Love has come down for me. We all need it. It's one of the very few things that we cannot live without. We can go a while without comfort. We can even go a while without food or shelter, even a couple days without water. We cannot live without love. But love has come to us to fill us up, to feed us, to make us whole. And so if you desire to come and to receive that love that has come down for you, if you desire to confess anew of your need for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, that his life might make your life new and whole and redeemed, to take your sin away and to make the relationship between you and God the Father right and whole, then you are invited to come. For love has come down at Christmas. I'll invite you to bow your heads and we'll invite our servers to join with me here at the table. Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, We thank you for your Son, the babe who was born long ago, the babe who came in love by your will and by your word. And his desire was to obey and to serve you and to serve us and to show us your great love, to demonstrate your love for us by not only coming, being born in humility, born in the darkness, in the coldness of the night, but to give his life over in death in order that the objects of his love, in order that we might live. Oh, what a great, what a divine love that is, that you have shown your love to us. And Lord, we are in need. So Lord, I pray that you would use this table, that you would use these elements, that you would use the bread, the cup, to communicate your love to us today, and that we might receive it, and in receiving it, receive not only food, but to receive your love anew. Lord, we need your love. We cannot live without your love. Thank you for giving it to us so powerfully and radically in your Son. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.